WTAW News Time is 6:06. 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Lynn College trustees will consider seeking nearly $8 million in goods and services for the new West Bryan campus during its monthly meeting next Tuesday.
Administrators are asking for permission to seek bids, among other things, for $3 million to pay professional fees and $1.5 million for furniture and fixtures. Meantime, there are more details about plans to spend $500,000 to design plans to remove silt from two ponds on the main Bryan campus at 29th and Villa Maria. According to background information given to trustees, the city of Bryan sent a letter that this will resolve storm water runoff problems for property owners along Briar Creek downstream from the campus. Cost estimates are also available for designing two other projects on Bryan's main campus, plans to modify the intersection of Villa Maria and Red River to let traffic leave the campus is estimated to cost $1 million, and the design cost for landscaping and permits is another $250,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A phone scam that doesn't seem to be going away in Brazos County is someone impersonating a sheriff's officer and demanding money to avoid arrest. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the con artists have most recently identified themselves as a Deputy Gibson or Guess.
Everybody that I've talked to or we've talked to that have experienced it, have a certain panic attack type of response and start to believe it.
Law enforcement, the courts, and utility companies will not demand payment over the phone. Kirk says to not say anything, hang up, and call the sheriff's office. Authorities are asking for help in identifying a person of interest in the disappearance of a 14-year-old girl missing after her father's body was discovered shot and dumped in a ditch in rural area of Walker County on Sunday. Sheriff Clint McRae says authorities believe Adriana Coronado of Katy is still alive, but don't have a motive for her disappearance or the slaying of her father, Cesar Vladimir Coronado. The sheriff has released, which you can see online at WTAW.com, photos of a heavyset man leaving the father's truck in Conroe, where the truck was set on fire. A week ago, the College Station City Council had a split vote to rezone land over neighborhood opposition for a large apartment complex. Mayor Nancy Berry, who was the only one not to speak during a council meeting, talked about her vote for the rezoning this week on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
There is a need for first-class apartments that, seniors or empty nesters or young families that can't afford a down payment on a house. And this area just looked like it was right for it. Decatur and Arrington were built for as major collectors to accommodate the traffic.
Berry said she voted last month against rezoning land near Graham and Longmire from commercial for another apartment complex because Longmire could not handle the additional traffic. WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 65 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Put together a team or get your business involved as a sponsor. Let's come together and help out the charities of Twin City Mission. The 16th annual Twin City Mission Golf Classic is Monday, March 21st at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest Country Club. It's a four-person scramble with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. A special thank you to Anco Insurance and the Bubba Moore Memorial Group. To register your team, you can visit TwinCityMission.org. And for more information, call Ron Crozier at 979-822-7511.
Do some weather, shall we? It's 6:10, brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
There could be a few areas of patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, there'll be plenty of clouds around for your Friday with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Most of the showers and thunderstorms will be during the afternoon hours when a few may be heavy. We'll have a high around 80. Showers and thunderstorms continue into the overnight hours and we become breezy with an overnight low close to 50 degrees. And Saturday starts off with some clouds and lingering showers, but we'll see some sunshine as the day goes on. It's breezy with a high between 60 and 65. I'm Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M baseball on tap today, softball as well. A&M men's basketball later on this evening on WTAW. And the women's basketball team kicks things off tomorrow, as a matter of fact, plus NBA. And we've got an NHL update, too. All coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
So we have a new update that Donald Trump who is a businessman, New York businessman, who's running for...
Izzy.
A bigger office. Mm. Oh, do we call him Izzy? You know him well enough to call him Izzy?
No, I never heard of the guy, really.
Anyway, Donald Trump's typical grammar is that of children 11 and under. So just remember, if you like him, you're a stupidy, stupidy, stupidy...
Stupid, stoop?
Dumb pants, yeah.
Oh, I like that, dumb pants.
So there. Just want to let you know. One more reason to know that you're stupider than those other people. So Andrew Gordon of Massachusetts wanted to hire a hitman to kill his wife. Hitman was actually an undercover cop.
Oopsie.
State trooper. So Andrew was arrested.
Are there even any real hitmen left?
I think
they're all law enforcement at this point.
It's one more thing the technology is... Well, technology is done. But that's probably not what you want to tell your kid to grow up to be.
Yeah. No.
And by the way, why are they not called hit persons?
I know.
Did you watch? I mean, if you've seen The Sting, you'd know. All right. Anyway, so Andrew was arrested. Now, in an apparent attempt to get out of the charges that resulted from that, Andrew offered a gang member $15,000 to kill the state trooper and another witness in that case against him.
But the gang member was the undercover cop?
Was another undercover cop. So aside from that, so he was 0 for 2 when it comes to undercover hitman. Yeah. Just saying.
That's a bad day.
It is. We're going to have a great time together. But actually... You know,
info.
Mason.
No.
What are you doing?
You have to wait now.
You've broken the radio station. What's the matter with you?
You have to wait. I mean, we hear a lot of cases of people who decide they want to have somebody bumped off, and they end up dealing with undercover police officers, right? I mean, now, maybe there's some of these that are successful nowadays. I don't know.
I guess
but,
so.
I mean, it does beg the question that you said is, where have all the hitmen gone?
Isn't that a song?
It's the Flowers, I believe.
Oh, close enough.
I'm just saying. I mean, there may be some that are successful, but the vast majority, it seems like you end up sooner or later with a police person rather than the hitman that you'd wanted to hire.
I think these may be amateur hitmen.
Oh, that's it. Because after all, you don't go to Craigslist, do you? It's going to be a good right?
Yeah, that. What
I
you
guess
said.
That, yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason. Yay!
Oh, good. All is right with the world.
We're past
now.
That point.
I can sleep now.
I can see this guy being in jail. What are you in for, man? Oh, I couldn't figure out whether a guy was a cop or not. You're not a cop, are you?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. What? Yeah. Third time's a charm, maybe? I don't
know. It could be.
Knock someone off in prison.
You never know.
Around here, we like things big. Big football stadiums, big stakes, and big news. Like the news that cotton growers earn $81 more per acre planting FiberMax. Year after year, the high quality and high yield of FiberMax keeps delivering an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. So why bother with something unproven? Plant FiberMax and keep your wallet just the way you like it. Big. Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
They are 615, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So here we go. It's Ides of March plus 3. Yeah. March 18th. Day 78. Have 288 of them to go. It's Awkward Moments Day.
You know, like when you don't finish the song that we were doing.
Well, that wasn't an awkward moment. No, an awkward moment is when generally somebody says something or has some sort of behavior around more than one person that generally is not suspected or expected.
When you're telling a story about a coworker and the person you're telling it to, their eyes get big and you look over your shoulder and they're right there.
It's something like that. Yeah. Well, and I mean, George Costanza. Okay.
There you go.
Does that pretty well do it?
Yeah.
Now, as you watch that, now see, I get uncomfortable watching that.
I do as well.
And, of course, there are other people who look at it like, boy, I'm glad I'm not that jerk. So just, it's awkward is interesting. And again, if you watch if you watch Larry David's show that's not on anymore,
then
that's all it was awkward moments. Because the whole thing, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Anyway, so it's Awkward Moments Day. Celebrate that or not. Forgive Mom and Dad Day. Yeah, you know, really. Yeah,
they've earned a couple passes.
I was going to say, it's too bad that we had to come up with a day for that. National Biodiesel Day.
That's riveting.
Yeah. Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Can't really go wrong with oatmeal cookies.
No, oatmeal cookies are not too bad. All right, for birthdays.
Lily Collins is 27 years old today. She was in Snow White, Mirror, Mirror. She was on The Blind Side as well. Adam Levine from The Voice is 37. Philip Sweet from Little Big Town is 42. The comedian and is in a new movie now. Dame Cook is 44. Queen Latifah is 46. Vanessa Williams is 53. Mike Rowe is 54 from Dirty Jobs. Irene Cara, the singer from Fame, is 57. Charlie Pride will turn 78 years old today. And that's all I have for Friday.
Saturday is National Corn Dog Day. Hey, hey.
All right. Better with a little mustard.
I was going to say. Whoa. I think so. I think that's probably right. Mayonnaise?
So huh? No, you just quit it.
All right. Relish?
Yeah. Relish I can do.
It's interesting. It would be interesting to know exactly how the corn dog came to be. Because, I mean, that was a person who basically was well ahead of their time, as far as I'm concerned. Because now we're to the point where they deep fry everything. Doesn't take any talent now to come up with, well, it does, I guess, you know, things like deep fried Coca-Cola. But, you know, back in the day, who was that first person who believed that it was important to come up with some way to put cornmeal on something and then deep fry it? So, obviously, you guys don't share my fascination.
Whoever they are, thank you.
Yes. Well, yeah,
I mean, do like the corn dog.
Well, but the thing is, what it did was it led to so many other things, because then we decided we wanted to, you know, apple fritters
and the pancake and sausage on a stick.
And that thing,
that's good stuff.
Is that right? Is it?
Oh yeah. Have you not had one of those?
No, I really haven't.
It's like a breakfast corn dog.
Yeah, I understand. I think I prefer my corn dogs to be, I mean, my pancakes to be flat.
But anyway, all right.
International Sports Car Racing Day. St. Joseph's Day. The Swallows return to Capistrano.
But not the Buzzards to Iowa.
It's Hinkley, Ohio.
Ohio. And
ours came back to our front door.
Well, of course, we have some who just hang here locally, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess
I think this will
right.
be our fifth year of having a little barn swallow rookery or hatchery.
Where's that?
From the front door of our house.
See? If they just go to the back door, things would be so much
I know.
Better.
They leave a mess, but they're a little mosquito assassin, so I live and let live.
All right, that's fine. It's Chocolate Caramel Day.
I like mosquito assassins. That's funny.
It's Poultry Day tomorrow, and that's it. Okay, and we got birthdays.
Jesse Lauren is 29 years old from The Mentalist. Eduardo Saverin is 34. He's the guy that kind of helped create Facebook and then got shut out by Mark Zuckerberg.
Uh-oh.
Giacomo Taccone is 39. He played Will Ferrell's Chaka in Land of the Lost.
Mm.
Andy Reid is 58 years old. Derek Longmire, 61. He was lead singer of the Bay City Rollers Saturday night. Bruce Willis, 61. Glenn Close is 69 on Saturday. Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sister turns 70. Sirhan Sirhan is 72 years old. And finally, Ursula Andress, the first Bond girl, Andrew. Sorry,
uh-huh.
I knew that. She is 80 and one of the first Bond girl, uh-huh. The first Bond girl.
And so if you happen to be up 30 minutes into Sunday morning, that's the official. Oh, no, it's 11:30. They gave me Eastern time. 11:30, 30 minutes before midnight on Sunday. It's the arrival of spring.
Ah.
Yeah. And probably better than that, American Chocolate Week begins.
Hey, hey.
Oh,
yeah.
See, chocolate gets a week.
Yeah, they do. It's Extraterrestrial Abduction Day on Sunday.
Do we abduct them?
It's interesting that it's we call it that, and you bring up a good point. If we could get to them, I guess we might.
Yeah.
But I think they move faster than we do.
Like leprechauns?
Yeah, and live far
interstellar
away.
Leprechauns.
That's right. There you go. It's Great American Meat Out Day. International Day of Happiness. So, Sunday, if you're not happy, it's your own damn fault. Okay? And birthdays.
Of Ruby Rose on Sunday. She turns 20. Kristen Carlson Romano turns 32 from Kim Possible. Brianka Larson is 37 from Pretty Little Liars. Freeman Agman? I don't know on that one. 37 years old, even Doctor Who. Chester Bennington is 40 years old from Lincoln Park. Cedric Yarbrough played Deputy Jones in Reno 911. He's 43. Michael Rappaport, 46 years old. Kathy Ireland is smoking still in 53. Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats is 55. Holly Hunter turns 58. Spike Lee, 59. Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray's older brother, 65. William Hurt turns 66. Carl Palmer from Emerson Lake and is 66. Bobby Orr, the hockey great, 68 years old. Pat Riley, sharp-dressed, slick-backed hair, Miami Heat president, 71 years old. Hal Linden from Barney Miller is 85. And possibly one of the funniest guys on the planet, Carl Reiner, is 94 years old today.
So, have you seen the commercials with Spike Lee and Charles Barkley and Samuel L. Jackson?
No, I have not.
Oh, I think it's for Capital One. And they're doing a whole series of them that are running during the basketball tournament. Okay, and Charles is now besties with Spike Lee. But in the most recent one I saw yesterday, Spike Lee, no, Charles Barkley is driving on a toll road. And he misses throwing the coin into the basket like three times. And he has to get out, and one of them's yelling, "Sorry, Hall of Famer here who can't hit a basket." He finally slams it into the machine. It's kind of fun. Anyway, so look for those. They're out there at 622.
CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring Grand Fondo to the Brazos Valley. Sunday, April 24th, join cyclists from across the state and bike through the scenic countryside of our community. To register, visit GrandFondoBCS.com. Individual, team, and family rides are available. Grand Fondo BCS is hosted by Atlas Group, and all proceeds support cancer services at CHI St. Joseph Health. Register now for Grand Fondo, April 24th in Bryan.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, after mindless liberal fascists shut down Donald Trump's rally last week in Chicago, an analysis of news coverage by the Media Research Center found that by a margin of 15 to 1, ABC, CBS, NBC all blame the presidential candidate for the shutdown of the event. MRC analysts examined ABC, CBS, and NBC morning and evening show coverage from Saturday morning through Monday morning, and they found that reporters specifically criticized the Trump campaign for its handling of the issue 46 times versus just 3 times when they actually placed the blame on the left-wing protesters. For example, ABC's Jonathan Carl said, quote, "incitement coming from the candidate himself." NBC's Andrea Mitchell compared Trump to 1960s segregationist George Wallace. The Republicans better unite, and they better get used to this.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
All right, time for a new Easter tradition. My idea, all right, get your family, gather around the table and play a game. That's right, a game. Now, for a few minutes this Easter, you can get your whole family together, put away the smartphones, put away electronic devices, and have some old-fashioned fun and create memories. Now, the game you should play, my family's favorite, is called Wits and Wagers. Now, as soon as you start playing, the whole family sort of gathers close. The next thing you know, everybody's laughing. In fact, I think this game is the best way to get everybody of all ages around the table talking and laughing, and that means young kids and grandma and grandpa. So this Easter, make sure you have something fun to do together. Get Wits and Wagers. You can find it yourself at Target this week, and I was just told it was on sale. So remember the name, Wits and Wagers Party Game. Lock it in, Wits and Wagers. Now, I talk about this game all the time because it's the most clever game you'll ever play. And now's the best time to get it. On sale at Target. Wits and Wagers. Wits and Wagers.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. U.S. pipeline regulators are proposing new rules aimed at strengthening safety requirements for pipelines that carry natural gas. The federal proposal seeks to bring up standards for pipes that transport gas through moderately populated and rural areas closer to the level already in place for densely populated ones, and add requirements for pressure testing on older pipelines. Teen retailer Aeropostale says it is exploring a possible sale of the company, and it's mired in a dispute with a key supplier that could cause a liquidity constraint. Shares skidded 42% after hours on the news. Digital photo company Shutterfly says Christopher North will join the company as CEO on May 31st. North has been with Amazon's UK business since 2006. Crude oil up 4 cents at $40.24 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher after blue chips posted strong gains yesterday. That's your money now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. As an offspring of a baby boomer, imagine my male role models were John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, Steve McQueen, all real, real men. As things progressed, Alan Alda took over, and everything got very sensitive. Well, what really and truly makes a real man? Apparently, it's not your thick Tom Selleck mustache, ample paunch, or unwillingness to help clean the house. A new survey asked both men and women to name the top qualities of, quote, a real man. And here are the top five from the ladies. At number five, dealing with spiders. Four, changing attire. Manly. I like that one. Handling the grill. Also like that one. Offering to carry a woman's bag. Not bad. And my favorite, number one, investigating strange noises in the house at night. All of those are well within the reach of most men. The survey also found that one out of three men don't consider themselves traditionally, quote, masculine, which goes hand in hand with this. 70% of men in another survey say they aren't afraid to show their feminine side. Clint Eastwood would not approve. And of that group, 30% say they like bubble baths. No. 10% like pedicures and manicures. Maybe. If you don't believe me, guys, try it. And that's my commentary. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 6:29. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Okay, today we're supposed to get some rain, and tonight a slightly better chance. 50-50 chance of showers today. Has to do with a front coming in. Tonight we'll notice the difference. Winds will increase to 15 to 20 miles an hour after midnight and come out of the north. Could gust to 25. So tomorrow morning when we wake up, it'll be different because of the north winds. 62 will be our high temperature tomorrow with the winds out of the north. Then we have clear skies on through. It's kind of chilly at night. 43 on Saturday night, about 40 on Sunday night. But still in all, it warms up during the days to be nice. So 50% chance of rain today, 60% chance of rain tonight, and then Saturday, 20% chance of rain. Just so you know, if you go do a sunrise service on Sunday, it will be an okay day. It'll be clear, but it will have been cool the night before, as happens this time of year. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 7. We have 97% relative humidity, overcast skies, looking at 65 degrees.
April the 9th, the Aggie football team will play its first spring game in 2 years. Game kicks at 5 o'clock as a part of Parents Weekend. General admission tickets are available now online through the 12th Man Foundation Ticket Center, $5, or by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE. Current Texas A&M students and younger will be admitted free in general admission seating areas. All fans, including Texas A&M students, are encouraged to secure tickets in advance to avoid long lines at the Kyle Field ticket windows. Saturday, April 9th, 5 o'clock, Texas A&M Spring Football.
Is forcing your child to participate in extracurricular activities really good for them in the long run? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Did you know that people born from 1945 to 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage and even liver cancer. If you were born from 1945 to 1965, the CDC recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
At The Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about making my community better.
Living a healthier life.
Spending time together as a family.
It's where I go to learn and play after school.
The Y strengthens communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential.
Encouraging healthy living.
And inspiring social responsibility.
Get involved. Find a Y near you. Visit ymca.net.
With the best of intentions, we parents push our kids to try new activities. But there's some pretty solid research that shows that twins who were brought up in very different families still turn out about the same as each other.
As a parent, this means that you can responsibly do things with your kids that are more fun and avoid a lot of things that aren't so much fun, because in the long run, it's not going to matter. And in the short run, why not do what you enjoy rather than playing the bad guy?
Brian Kaplan, author of the book Selfish Reasons to Have More Kids.
A lot of parents do feel like they're playing the bad guy. You enroll your kids in a lot of different classes. Often the kid doesn't want to go, and if he doesn't want to go, tough, you still have to go. The kid's often unhappy. The parent doesn't enjoy it very much. But the lesson of the actual science is these investments don't really work.
Brian says it's still important for kids to try new things.
It's one thing to make your kid try something once. There, I'd say there really is little harm done, and maybe you will like it. But a lot of parents push the kids to do things that they clearly don't want to do. They've tried them many times. They just don't want to do them. A lot of kids are forced to practice piano or violin for years, even though they know that they don't like it.
Kids need guidance, but they don't need pressure, because Brian says it just doesn't work.
And the sad thing is that when you're mean and push your kid to do something he really doesn't want to do and that doesn't really have a long-run benefit, you're not actually giving him a better future, but you are hurting the relationship, and maybe he's just not going to like being around you when he's grown up.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. It's been a week since the Brazos County Sheriff's Office reported another round of a phone scam threatening callers with arrests if they don't give them money. Sheriff Chris Kirk says their office continues to receive complaints.
The sheriff's office, even the jury services coordinator, nobody would call them under those circumstances, having missed a jury service intentionally or accidentally. Nobody would call you and ask you to come pay a fine for having done so.
Kirk says to not say anything, hang up, and contact law enforcement to report a harassing phone call.
Unfortunately, the numbers we've been able to trace have been outside of our jurisdictions and in the situation where we've not been able to identify any individual involved and try to bring some charges or anything like that. It's just a very difficult investigation to bring to a conclusion.
Most recently, the callers have identified themselves as Deputy Gibson or Guess. At next week's meeting of the Blinn College Board of Trustees, consideration will be given on spending nearly $8 million of goods and services on the new West Bryan campus.
Administrators want to seek bids and proposals for more than $3 million in professional fees, $1.5 million in furniture and fixtures, another $1 million for audiovisual, unspecified technology items and security equipment, and $500,000 that would go to the City of Bryan to extend utility lines. Trustees will take action on nearly $2 million to design three construction projects on Blinn's Bryan campus at 29th and Villa Maria. There's $500,000 to drop how to remove silt from two campus ponds. City of Bryan says that will reduce the amount of stormwater runoff going into Briar Creek that's causing problems for property owners downstream from the campus. Another $1 million is the cost to design the reconfiguration of the intersection of Villa Maria and Red River to allow traffic to leave the campus. And $250,000 is the cost to design proposed landscaping around the recently remodeled administration building, the campus quads, and the south perimeter. That contract's for $250,000. Blinn Trustees meetings Tuesday night at 6:30 in Brenham. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council reached different conclusions on two requests to rezone land from commercial to large apartment complexes. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs said the proposal near Longmire and Graham could not handle the additional traffic, while Decatur and Arrington were built to accommodate more vehicles.
Not in my neighborhood, not in my backyard. It's going to, you know, affect my property values. My kids play in the streets. All of that, you know, resonates, but we have the greater good to look out for.
Berry said she voted for the rezoning north of Tower Point over strong opposition from neighboring homeowners for the greater good of the city.
You're elected by the entire city, and you have to look at the entire city. We have a need for this type of development. This area was ripe for it. Staff recommended, our city planners, our traffic engineer, all recommended it.
Berry also said the city's comprehensive plan designates the land at Decatur and Arrington as urban, which includes apartments. At this time yesterday, hail the size of golf balls rocked the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The Fort Worth Zoo lost 8 exotic birds, including 5 flamingos, a pelican, a swan cygnet, and an ibis.
It's extremely hard for our staff. It's hard for them to lose an animal under any condition.
The zoo's Alexis Wilson says they opened 2 hours late following the cleanup from storm damage. Flooding continues in southeast Texas. Texas Task Force 1 crews have been dispatched along the Sabine River.
We're having to have our personnel walk out ahead of them because you can't see where the streets are so that the military doesn't drive off the road into a ditch or some other hazard. So we're just walking ahead of them, making our way through the streets, and then assisting the citizens up into the back of these high-profile vehicles and then hauling them out.
John Sutton with Dallas Rescue says the flooding is the result of water being released upstream from the dam at Toledo Bend Reservoir. Interstate 10 at the Texas-Louisiana state line is expected to be closed until at least Monday afternoon due to the flooding. Governor Abbott's disaster declaration has grown to 25 counties, including Madison and Walker. A judge has dismissed a civil lawsuit related to the defense of criminal charges against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. A wealthy supporter of Paxton claimed taxpayers are paying too much to prosecute the AG on securities fraud charges. Dallas real estate developer Jeff Blackard, who is not a major donor but is someone who is politically active, lost his attempt to cap fees for two special prosecutors. The judge's ruling comes after state ethics regulators last month ruled that out-of-state donors could not pay for Paxton's legal team. No trial date has been set, and Paxton has pleaded not guilty to felony charges of defrauding wealthy investors in a tech startup before becoming AG last year. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 65 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news on the way at 7 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Jeff Mills with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. Whether you are buying or selling, having a professional agent is crucial for representing and negotiating in your best interests. I provide all sellers and buyers with a thorough analysis of the market, which allows my clients to make informed and educated decisions. Call me at 979-595-6187. I'm Jeff Mills at 979-595-6187. I work where you live.
We are standing on the precipice of sports guy heaven. We've got college baseball, spring training baseball. The brackets, of course, are going nuts. So I've got to follow all of it. Well, with Suddenlink, I could keep it all going all at the same time. I was kind of in sports heaven because they've got the fastest service along. How long are you going to deal with DSL internet downloads? Check your speed at speedtest.suddenlink.com. Once you realize how slow yours is and how much faster it could be, call 1-877-694-9474 today or go to suddenlink.com. It's the Switch and Shout event. You can get the SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. And once you've made the switch, buy two, get three for only $69 a month. That's three Suddenlink services for just $69 a month when you make the switch to Suddenlink. Don't wait. Do it right now. Call 1-877-694-9474 or visit suddenlink.com. With that, you get the 30-day we promise money-back guarantee and a whole lot more. Switch to Suddenlink and save.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take command of your lawn with a new Kubota Commander zero-turn mower. Get commercial-grade performance and a full 4-year factory warranty at a price you can afford. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 and zero down, 0% APR with long-term financing.
Now through March 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit WC Tractor or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at AggielandHelpWanted.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
642, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call 775-2929.
A few of us are starting the morning off with some patchy fog. Otherwise, there'll be plenty of clouds around today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, mostly during the afternoon hours. A few thunderstorms may be strong to severe with a high around 80. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues into the overnight hours. We become breezy with an overnight low close to 51, and we'll start Saturday off with clouds and a few lingering showers. There'll be some breaks of sunshine as the day goes on. We're breezy with a high near 62. I'm Steve Lavoy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They have good players. We have good players. We both made it to the conference final. They won theirs. We lost ours.
That's Alex Caruso talking about Green Bay and the game tonight, which is on WTAW. We'll have more on A&M men's basketball and the NCAA championships. A&M women's basketball also playing, so are both the softball and baseball team. Plus more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes or so.
All right, so let's see. Josh Earnest yesterday from the White House press secretary had harsh words for the GOP and Donald Trump. He was speaking in an event sponsored by The Hill. He said, quote, "In fact, what we've seen from congressional Republicans is basically to say, no, we're not going to put forward an alternative. We're not going to consider your ideas. We're just going to oppose them and block them at every step. Essentially, when you have congressional Republicans, Republican leaders in D.C. that don't stand for something, Republican voters across the country are in a position where they're going to fall for anything. In this case, they're falling for Donald Trump." Hmm. So it's the Republicans' fault that Donald Trump has risen, according to Josh Earnest.
Not that they haven't given us anything to support or anything like that.
No. Anyway, he's not completely wrong. Obviously, the Republicans, if they'd have done something, we'll see. In the meantime, they are continuing to try to come up with some way to derail this guy with the wild comb over. Meeting at a meeting of conservative activists in D.C. did not seem to immediately bear fruit on how best to defeat Donald Trump, according to Jamie Dupree. Organizers issued a statement. They continue to hold out the threat of a third-party bid for conservatives in November. "We are committed to ensuring a real conservative candidate is elected," said their statement, which was released by Eric Erickson on his website, The Resurgent. "We believe that neither Hillary Clinton nor Donald Trump," a Hillary Clinton donor is that person, so we'll see. Hmm. And then they put together a long statement. And it just remember, you're stupid if you like Donald Trump, because he speaks on the level of an 11-year-old.
Yes.
Okay. Smarty pants, stupid dumpy. Okay.
Dumpy. Neener, neener, neener.
I'm just glad you're saying what we're all thinking.
Yes, exactly. The New York Times reports that President Obama urged a recent closed-door gathering of Democrat donors in Texas to rally around Hillary Clinton, telling the attendees that Bernie's campaign is nearly at its end point. The president also reportedly admitted Mrs. Clinton suffers from... what? Oh. Oh, no, never mind, not that. From a perceived lack of authenticity. Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
Uh-huh. He said, but he called it an overrated political virtue. What, authenticity is an overrated political virtue?
That's what it sounds like. Holy cow.
All right, that's it. Yeah, we wouldn't want you to be authentic. Just get out there and say what you want to say. Marco Rubio is ruling out being a number two. He said, I'm not interested in being vice president. I don't mean to be disrespectful in any way.
Everybody's saying he's going to be the next governor of Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he can go do that. He's still young. Reuters poll is out. Half of women have found very unfavorable views of Donald Trump. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsey Graham's going to help the Ted Cruz campaign. There's your kiss of
man,
injury.
Man, I was going to say.
Kiss of injury.
Well, I don't think we say kiss of death, but, you know.
Yeah, but I like that. Kiss of injury.
Good way to cripple your campaign, get Lindsey Graham out there for you. So hearings, your good audio this morning comes from the hearings they've been having about Flint, Michigan. Okay. Now, Gina McCarthy is the Environmental Protection Agency person, okay? And so this Jason Chavitz, pretty much, he's from Utah, pretty much gets all over her. And I think it's safe to say there's plenty of blame to go around when it comes to this whole water situation in Flint, but here we go.
So here you have a city who's begging for help. They know they're in trouble. Okay, they're asking for that help, and I've got email after email from the Environmental Protection Agency saying, you know what, maybe you should hold off because we're not sure. Maybe there is confusion under the lead and copper rule. Maybe we are supposed to do 6 months of testing. I'm not excusing them at all, but you need to take some responsibility because you screwed up.
Yeah, you screwed up. Then, on top of that, he decides to, well, kind of really be the way members of Congress are behind closed doors usually, and this is how he asks his question.
You came here and you blamed solely the state, and I'm here to tell you, the state has a big part of this blame. I'm not trying to excuse them whatsoever, but you're trying to excuse everything from the EPA saying you told them to put phosphates in the water and they didn't.
Sir, I'm not trying
the
to
document,
blame.
No,
I'm trying to get
wait till I'm done asking you the question. The documentation says that you actually had a conference call from the EPA telling the EQ to not do it yet.
Where's the question, Congressman? Did I hear a question in there?
No.
But he did have a chance to shout her down. And I'm not trying to say that she's right or anything, but, you know, that's the way they are.
Yep.
Be quiet until I ask you the question.
Trey Gowdy's pretty good about that, though.
Well, about asking a question?
Yeah, when he hits questions, he hits them hard.
He's a prosecutor. He knows how to do that kind of stuff. Anyway, and then there's a you should quit, you should quit. There was a lot of finger-pointing yesterday about all that stuff, too. So, yeah, we'll see.
Nobody has hearkened back to any of this being completely democratically run.
No. Well, they don't talk about that. Well, no, but see, Snyder's a Republican, so they get to jump on that. They get to jump on that.
I still haven't figured out. The Republican National Committee should be running ads on the diversity of who we were running for president.
Sure, yeah.
And they should be running ads on all the problems in all the major cities. Who runs them?
Yeah, Rush talks about that all the time.
Answer me that. Yeah. They should be spending money on ads in those cities.
I would certainly agree. Let's tie this one to this to this party. Because it is. Again, you look at the map, you see who wins the cities and who wins the rest of the state. And
unless a very few exceptions.
Yeah, that's very true.
They're democratically run. They're not Republican problems.
No, it's 10-2.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 19th, it's integrated pest management for pecans. Consistent success with pecans depends on knowing the pests and how to control them. We'll discuss an integrated approach this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Did you ever want a house plant that would bloom for you indoors and you were miserable because the plant that you chose just didn't hold up well? House plants that are the best bloomers, that's the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. The time has arrived, the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I'll sell it to you at the price of the first printing. That's just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction guaranteed, but it's for a limited time. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. Remember, it's not in stores, and it's not on Amazon. And it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. So call 800-752-GROW or order at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. There are two categories of flowering houseplants, those that we buy already in bloom and then maintain indoors as long as we can, and then there are those that bloom repeatedly under indoor conditions. Let's outline some of the best from the latter category. African violets, believe it or not, still have to rank as America's all-time favorite flowering houseplant. They're not as difficult as some folks might suggest, but they do require regular attention. They also need a bright windowsill, a loose and highly organic potting mix, and a little routine maintenance in the form of selective pruning and removal of offshoots as they occur. Otherwise, they're cheerful little tabletop plants. You don't see them as often in garden centers, but they're still popular. Episcias are much less common still. They're sometimes referred to as trailing African violets, and they are indeed related. They may be even easier. They have larger blooms and showier foliage. They're good in hanging baskets or 6 to 8 inch pots. Give them bright light as well. If you have less light and you're determined that you want a plant that will bloom at some time during the year, consider spathiphyllum or peace lily. There actually are many different varieties. Some are even variegated. All have clumps of large, dark green leaves other than those variegated types, and the leaves are tolerant of all but the darkest of surroundings. Once or twice a year, the plants will spring forth with showy white jack-in-the-pulpit flowers. Blooming will be better if the plants get at least medium light. Bromeliads are some of our showiest flowering houseplants. Their clan includes Spanish moss and pineapples, but there are far more brightly colored members that we use commonly indoors. Not only do they have brilliantly marked flowers, but many types have foliage that is just as fascinating. They need really bright indoor light to be happy. Phalaenopsis orchids have moved to the top as the most popular of the flowering houseplants and potted plants that you buy in flower shops. You just have to be patient with Phalaenopsis orchids. They have to grow in that very porous potting medium that you'll get them in. You can buy orchid media at garden centers. And take good care and be very patient. They'll bloom once a year for several months. And finally, every windowsill has room for one or two cacti. If you choose plants specifically from the cactus family, Cactaceae, you'll have some of the showiest flowers in the plant kingdom. Many cactus-like succulents are from other plant families, and the quality of their flowers will vary. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Texas A&M men's basketball team met with the media yesterday before going through a light shoot-around at the Chesapeake Energy Arena in advance of the Aggies NCAA tournament opener against Green Bay. Here it's Alex Caruso on the first round matchup.
I mean, of course, there will probably be a little bit of jitters, but I mean, they have good players. We have good players. We both made it to the conference final. They won theirs. We lost ours. So, I mean, playing in big games, important games, isn't something new. So I think it'll be relatively, I won't say it will be like perfect, but I mean, it'll be a little bit of jitters, and just the energy will be a little out of control. But I mean, I think we'll both be all right.
That game tonight, 6:20 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The 18th-ranked A&M women's basketball team was selected to its 8th straight tournament. They'll play tomorrow against Missouri State. Tip-off for that one is at 3. The upset of the day of the first full day of the tournament, play-in, belonged to Yale, which showed up and said they belonged in the tournament after a 54-year absence. The 12th-seeded Bulldogs got 31 points from Markei Mason in the 79-75 upset of 5-seed Baylor in the West region. The second full day of the NCAA tournament is today, and the West top seeds Oregon is taking on play-in winner Holy Cross out of the Patriot League. Crusaders are 15-19, but they say they're used to being the underdogs, as they had to win three road games in the Patriot League playoff and survive the play-in game over Southern 59-55. The number one overall seed Kansas, East number one North Carolina, and Midwest number one Virginia all enjoyed relatively easy pickings in their first round victories. Jayhawks move to play UConn. North Carolina will play Providence, and Virginia takes on Butler in Saturday's second round games. The number three Texas A&M baseball team opens up their fourth year of SEC play today with a three-game series against Auburn. The Maroon and White enter the weekend with 11-game winning streak in tow and have battled to one-run wins in four of their last five games, including the walk-off winner this past Tuesday against Texas when they won 5-4. A&M enters the fray as a team with an ERA of just over 2. They've yielded 25 extra base hits and rank fourth in the nation in strikeouts per inning. Aggie baseball kicks off at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. The 10th-ranked A&M softball team will open up SEC action against number 4 LSU with a three-game series at the Aggie Softball Complex that starts today in the midst of a 7-game winning streak and coming off a midweek sweep of Georgia Southern. First pitch tonight, 6:30. Saturday's tilt starts at 3, and they'll play on Sunday at 12:30, all on Nevada News 1550. In the NBA, Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge both exploded for 22, and the San Antonio Spurs beat Portland 118-110. Jamie Benn scored two goals to give him a career-best 36 this season, as the Dallas Stars took sole possession of first place in the Western Conference by rallying for a 4-3 win over Tampa Bay. And in Lone Star Spring Training Baseball, here's Roger Amrick.
Braves beat an Astros split squad 5-3, even though Houston's Danny Wirth went 2-for-4 with a two-run homer. Another Astros split squad beat the Blue Jays 7-5 behind Carlos Correa and Preston Tucker homers. Brewers beat the Rangers 5-2 as Nick Teppish, who didn't pitch at all last season because of an elbow injury, allowed the first five batters to reach in the third and all scored. He faced 15 batters, 9 reached base on 7 hits and 2 walks. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott-Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us Best Home Builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
If you missed our Mower Madness sale at Kairos Truck Center, I've got some good news. Hi, this is David, and because of demand, we've extended our deals on zero-turn mowers from Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. Right now, you can get a zero-turn mower for 0% financing and zero money down.